Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, it's time. We're going to combo these up here.
Combo platter, let's
go. No, it's not a combo platter. Right. To power rank the NFL playoff power rankings and the quarterback power rankings. Would you like to start with the teams, or would you like to start with the quarterbacks?
Just a reminder with quarterbacks, Dak finished second in MVP voting in 2023.
It's true. He has not made this list of top eight because he's not in the playoffs.
All right.
But never forget.
I will not.
There's a couple things you want to never forget.
Yeah.
And one of them is Dak was second in MVP voting in 2023.
Gotcha. All right. Let's go with quarterbacks then.
All right. Yeah. You want to go quarterbacks first. Now, here is your next opportunity. Alec, do you want to get the USA Today quarterback power rankings, or do you want to get the Kevin Hageland quarterback power rankings for the playoffs?
This is tough because I work with Kevin Hageland, and I used to work for USA Today. So I'm torn.
Oh, wow, really?
And you came here?
I'm torn. I did both at the same time, Mike. Both at the same time.
Whoa. Quit USA Today?
That's right.
Yeah, that happened.
Got to win the U.S. Weird.
I'm going to go with the Kevin Hageland power rankings.
All right.
Lamar Jackson one.
Of all the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, here's a tease for you. USA Today's number one quarterback is Lamar Jackson. Do I follow suit or no?
That's a good question.
Who is the least best quarterback remaining in the playoffs?
I will say Hurts.
Are we going off of this year or their career?
I think both are baked in to it.
All right. I will go with C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is the least best on my list at number eight. Not to say that he's bad, but clearly he's struggled this season. I know a big part of that is because of his offensive line, but I just think the next two people on the list also performed better in their wild card game than C.J. Stroud.
And if this was the start of the season, he wouldn't be there for you.
If this was the start of the season, C.J. Stroud might be third.
Yeah. How about this, Corey? The next four quarterbacks are all in the NFC. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because if it's Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford, and Josh Allen, then now Hurts. I think we're ranking the four NFC quarterbacks.
Stafford, Hurts. Where do you put Jaden Daniels?
I'll go with Jaden Daniels next just because of the lack of known from him because it's his first year.
I'll stick with Hurts.
Okay.
Oh, you hate Matt Stafford, though.
I don't hate Matthew Stafford.
That Highland Park.
Yeah. The transition to this answer is going to be tough for me because the answer at number seven is Matthew Stafford. Right, so you really put me in a tough position here, Corey.
I don't hate him.
To try to say that I do not hate Matthew Stafford.
Are you embarrassed?
Mm-hmm. So a little bit. I am a little bit previous, Corey. So I went Stroud 8, Stafford 7, Hurts 6.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, hold on. Really?
That's right.
You think that high of him then?
That's right.
Wow. This is impressive.
Dude, Jaden Daniels is badass, and he has been badass in the moments where you've needed to be most badass. And him and Dan Quinn teaming up to say, you know what? Being conservative in the playoffs is stupid. Let's go for it has helped him. So he did make the top five, but where in the top five?
Five.
Okay. So would you put Goff ahead of Daniels?
I would for this year. He's 15-2.
I would as well. Jared Goff.
And they scored a lot. As the defense got hurt, they had to score a lot to win.
It's a shame that Jared Goff is not like really talked about in the MVP race. I think he'll finish like, I don't know, fourth or fifth. But like,
he's not Dak.
That's a good point. But he's had a great season. It's just there's been some amazing season ahead of him. So you guys were right in going all NFC next. So I go Stroud 8, Stafford 7, Hurts 6, Daniels 5, and Goff 4.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm flipped where I have Stroud, Hurts, Daniels, Stafford.
I got you.
Then Goff.
I get that.
My top three are weird though.
Okay.
Because I have to.
Okay, tell me where you go at number three, because the top three are all the AFC people that you would think.
Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. That's three to one.
3-1.
Allen, Lamar, Mahomes.
I'm going to go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar.
Is that 1-3?
Yeah, so okay. Mahomes number one because of his 6-for-6 right now, making the AFC championship game. So I'm going to go with Mahomes 1, and I get it. Stats weren't great this year, for sure, and I get it. Allen and Lamar, if you look at stats, played better. He still went 15-1 as the starting quarterback and knew how to manage those games to wins.
And this is exactly why you guys picked the right list, because USA Today has Patrick Mahomes at 3. I just do not think that is in touch.
I think that's what he had.
Are you proud of that?
No,
that's why I quit.
He went the other.
That was reversed.
He went the opposite
Mahomes 1,
yeah.
Lamar 2, Allen 3.
So we only had one difference. Yeah.
That is exactly the order that I went in. Now, two.
And Allen and Lamar, you could probably both put it 2.
That's a tough call. I went with Lamar Jackson on this just because, and they are a slight favorite. We can get into that a little bit more in a little bit in the playoff game. Last I saw, the Baltimore was a -1 in that game. But I think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are really close. They're going to be defined in part by what happens in the game this weekend. But until Patrick Mahomes gets beaten in the playoffs, I don't see how he's not number one.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we power rank. There is no Kevin list for this, but you have the opportunity of going with Yahoo or NFL.com.
Yahoo!
All right. Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right. So in case you missed it, my power rankings for the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Goff, Daniels, Hurts, Stafford, and Stroud at number 8. All right. Let's flip it this time. Who is the number one team in all of the playoffs?
I still think it's Kansas City.
Yep.
I use that exact same logic.
Are they the biggest favorite this week? I saw they're an 8-point favorite to open. I don't know if that still is, but
I think that they are.
I mean, that just goes to show you, if you're trying to kind of power rank these, the most, at least in Vegas, maybe the most likely team to win the division game, they're saying, is Kansas City.
So let's see. Kansas City is 8.5. Detroit's actually 9.5.
Okay.
So I take that back.
We screwed that up.
And then the Eagles are 6-point favorites over the Rams. So honestly, those are all pretty hefty spreads for a divisional game. And then Baltimore's favored by 1 over the Ravens. All right. And this is something I don't think we're going to break away from in the power rankings this season. The Lions are number one on the list, and the Chiefs are third.
Okay.
So who do you put at 2 or 4?
I got Kansas City, Detroit.
Okay.
Buffalo, Baltimore.
So you have Buffalo ahead of Baltimore?
So you think Buffalo's going to win?
I do.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait. But I think that is going to be that's a Super Bowl matchup.
Sure.
I think that these are
Cowboys, Niners in the 90s. kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. And I get whoever, as long as Kansas City wins, the next round is a Super Bowl matchup.
Yes, absolutely. And it'll depend on what you get in the Super Bowl. Because if it is Detroit, I might kind of feel that way. But the Super Bowl could be a letdown from these 2 weeks of AFC games.
The thing about Baltimore is their defense over since the last 12 weeks has been phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Early in the season, maybe because they had a new coordinator, it took a little time to kind of square things away.
Do you want me to dive into that specific stat?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna shorten it even more. Since week 11 against the Steelers, the Ravens have allowed, consider this, 100 fewer yards per game than they had been. 100. That is crazy. And they've been giving up 10 fewer points per game. So if you've been looking for Baltimore's defense to turn it on, here you go.
Yeah, the thing about it is Buffalo made this season look like a formality. I know Kansas City had one loss. They made it look difficult to do that. Buffalo, most of the season, it just looked like they were cruising. And their defense was a big part of it, too. So that's why I have them a little bit higher. I think that I'm very interested to see that matchup, though.
So for Yahoo, they put Baltimore at 2 and Buffalo at 4. So I wanted to throw this out there because
I stupidly want to put the Rams probably higher than you guys do.
Okay. Well, let's get to that in just 1 second because I found this stat to be amazing. The Ravens are now 1-point favorite against the Bills in this divisional game on Sunday. Did you know that Buffalo, since the merger, 1970, has never been an underdog in a home playoff?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game?
Yeah.
They've had 18. So if you're just like, I probably don't get a lot. They've had 18 home playoff games since 1970. Never been an underdog. Now that could still shift. It's only a 1-point spread. So it could shift, but Buffalo opened early at about -1, -1.5, and the money quickly flipped it to Baltimore.
Can you imagine back in what year was it? 1991, if Buffalo was favored by 2.5 and they're losing 35-0 at halftime. And you bet like a lot of money and you're like,
buying stuff.
I got it done. I got my $2,000. And then the game ends, you're like, how in the world was I up 38 points on a spread at halftime and lost?
Fair.
It is interesting looking at Buffalo's season, and so early they were just destroying teams, and it was Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville.
And they should have lost that Arizona game.
And then, you know, Tennessee, Seattle, 34-10, 31-10. Then late in the season, what happens against Los Angeles and Detroit? 44 and 42 points given up. And again, I kept saying, I think that's good for your defense to learn to see, hey, here's the holes that we need to fix before the playoffs.
Yeah.
But now that does kind of give me a, which team are they at this point? And maybe that's a good thing for them.
Now, Mike, you said something really intriguing to me. You might put the Rams next. So the Rams are playing the Eagles and it's a 6-point spread. Does that mean you like the Rams to win that game?
Now I'll turn on my mic and answer it again. Yes.
Okay. All right. So Mike goes, you are going with the Rams at 5. Yes?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be in the conference championship.
Corey, what say you?
I got Eagles 5 and Rams 6.
I just don't. Yeah, I'm inclined to maybe not agree with Yahoo here either. They've got Philly 5, Washington 6, the Rams 7. And then the Texans 8. I get the Texans are 8 because, first of all, we've talked about all the struggles they've had in this season. And also, they're facing maybe the most insurmountable foe. I realize that the point spread is a point higher with the Lions. But I'm being dead serious. let's say the Commanders won and the Texans won. Don't you think the Texans winning is a way bigger deal? Now, I realize the Commanders winning would be hilarious for a whole new reason, because that means they would be in the NFC Championship game ahead of the Cowboys as well. But don't you think if the Texans won, that's a bigger deal than if the Commanders win?
I think so. Just because I get that you could look at the talent of Kansas City and go, I knew it. I knew that they were lucky.
Yeah.
I know Bobby Belt's not here, and I believe he'll be back
tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. That is correct.
I wonder what he thinks about that. Is he just going to say, well, they got lucky by drawing the Texans instead of the Chargers? I don't know. But I just cannot see Kansas City at home coming off of almost a double bye.
Yeah.
Losing that game, especially because you did the quarterback ranking. CJ Stroud has not repeated his rookie year. They did make the playoffs and they won a playoff game, and CJ Stroud was solid in that game. Joe Mixon was awesome in that game.
It would be ridiculous it would be ridiculous in my mind if Bobby said they got lucky to draw the Texans. You earned the number one spot.
Sure.
That's not getting lucky. I'm sorry, my God, to take those words like that, but if he was to say that, I'd be like, you earning the number one spot's important. You know, like, that's a big deal.
No, I agree with that.
And the Chiefs only lost one game in my mind, Kevin.
Sure.
I will stick to that. Our last game.
That's why I say 15-1.
They really didn't want to see the Bengals, I know.
I know, but Travis Kelce disagrees with that. I'm not saying that's the case, but we can all agree that the Chiefs walked up that day and they're like, we don't care about winning this
year.
Game.
Mahomes lost one game this year. Carson Wentz got one start, lost it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, and yes, I see the one texter who wants me to go into My Buddy's an Idiot, and I understand that. It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Do you have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or did you not put Matthew Stafford in the top five? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Here's Ant inside in midcourt, 75-58, up by 17. Around his back, he'll free himself, firing on the three and hits. 4-3 of the night for Anthony Edwards. That one came with a little bit of distance behind it.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Why did he make the list? For My Buddy's an Idiot, do you have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know, 877-881-1053, or the Twitch, or the YouTube.
Can I nominate My Buddy's an Idiot?
Yes.
My buddy's an idiot. He keeps forgetting to let our friend Michael Talbot, and who's doing a lot of plumbing work for him, into his area, locking him out. He's trying to do some plumbing work for you, Mike.
I got him in. He probably actually just texted me to close it, to be honest, and I just forgot about that. So I'm glad you're calling me out, because I am an idiot. Yesterday, totally forgot. So
he's lucky that's a class act dude right there. Yeah, that's
good. Man, he really is.
Working hard. Yeah. You know, in Dallas, they like putting lead in our water.
I don't know that they like it. It just happens.
Well, they said it was like unknown. And then Michael came out there and tested our water. He's like, oh, you got lead in your water. But it was unknown when the city of Dallas tested it.
And did you get the same thing where they're like, we'll let you know in the next 3 years? And you're like, oh.
Takes that long to
test.
So that's mine. But you know what? He said it's okay. So
okay.
I let him in during the break. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, and Mike.
Michael's doing a great job. It's costing a lot of money to get our water fixed in Dallas. But you know, when you live in the hood.
Sure. And if you need a good plumber, Michael Talbot is the man to
either
go
they
with
don't
it.
Know, don't go or don't show.
That's true.
Or
true.
Don't know what's going on in the hood. I don't
you already
know.
Said
I,
don't.
I screwed up that whole boys in the hood thing.
Man, I just, because you said something about boys in the hood a couple weeks ago, I watched that with Jess, and she had never seen it before. Oh, devastated.
You were?
She's never seen that?
She'd never seen it. And when he's running down the alley.
What happens?
Well, I guess if people haven't seen it, they get mad about spoiler alerts, but she was just devastated by that moment. She's
running
like,
down the alley?
Oh, no.
Did somebody backed out of their driveway and hit him?
No, it was much more
recycling.
It was more horrifying than that, for sure.
But the killer liked a lot of ketchup. Remember how much ketchup
he was
using?
That's a good point, Mike. That's a really good point. So, is Anthony Edwards an idiot? He made an obscene gesture to a game official the other day, and the league announced he got fined $50,000 on Monday. The thing is, he's already been fined $285,000 this year for five different, quote, behavioral transgressions.
Wow.
And he put this statement out that I bet he definitely meant. Quote, I made a careless, young, dumb mistake shooting birds. That has nothing to do with the refs at all. That's all me mentally making a dumb mistake. I won't do it again.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that.
It's nice.
Don't shoot birds out of trees is what I was always told.
I think he meant the middle finger.
Oh.
No, I think you're, in a way, supposed to shoot birds out of trees.
So you shoot them out of the air. The tree is where a bird lives. So just let them live in their place. But if you scare them out of the tree, you can shoot them.
Shooting a bird in a tree is easier than shooting them in the air.
That's you're probably right because they're
I've
still.
I've never shot a... Well, I shouldn't say I never shot a bird. One time, those birds that get raised up by dogs... When the dogs go and get them out of the
quail,
yeah, we quailed them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the yep.
Well, we shot them. I got quails. It tastes good too.
Quail does taste. Dude, when
and the person who they have to take out the pellets and everything because you don't want to eat your own bullets.
Or probably anybody else's bullets.
True. Yeah, okay. That's a fact.
You'll break a tooth, or you'll be pooping bullets. Mm.
It'll be like the city of Dallas water.
But don't you think some people have probably bitten into a bullet in like a fish or a quail or something?
That's absolutely.
That, yeah.
Absolutely. Plenty of times. Okay. The first person that ever shot a quail probably did. They were like, oh, let's cook it, eat it. And they went, oh, crap, forgot to take out the little BBs.
It's a good shotgun. Point. Now, do you want a serious one or a ridiculous one?
Sounds like I'm being pretty ridiculous right now. So let's keep it going.
Okay. I didn't think
Mike's
this
here for the party.
I didn't think this would come up again. But let's talk about the Jontay Porter case one more time. And this time, it's not Jontay Porter's fault. He didn't do anything else extra wrong.
Okay.
Authorities arrested Shane Hennon, who is one of his betting conspirators. There we go.
Doing great.
Tell me if you think this looks suspicious. They arrested him Sunday at the airport. He was attempting to board a one-way flight to Colombia. He also had multiple cell phones and $10,000 in cash on his one-way flight to Colombia. I know that alone will not get you a conviction, but it really doesn't. It doesn't seem like that helps your case, right?
He was trying to go to Colombia for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You need cash. Like, you just need money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us probably take $1,000. Mm-hmm. He took 10. He wants to have a good time. Okay. Multiple cell phones. One's for business. One's for pleasure. Uh-huh. I don't see what's going wrong here. I don't see any problem with what this guy's trying to accomplish yet.
Okay.
No one's trying
to go out of town and hang out.
Okay.
Was there something I missed here, Kevin?
No, I mean, there's also the text that he got from Jontay Porter that's like, hey, I'm about to go out of the game for the rest of the game, so now would be a good time to wager.
Mm-hmm.
That probably doesn't hurt his case. I mean, doesn't help his case. But you think the rest of it is probably fine.
Kevin, texts these days are very easy to replicate, do we know it's his number?
So you're supposing
I'm about to go out of the game for the rest of the game. He was just letting him know.
Or fabricate.
He was just letting him know I'm going out of the game for the rest of the game, so you don't have to stick around. You can go ahead and get out of here early.
But the part where he said, "So if you want to go ahead and wager now, would be a good time."
I guess that's an important part of it. Mm-hmm. That's the part that a lot of people from the 817 guys. You don't need $10,000 in Colombia. $20 is pretty much it. So maybe you're right there. And somebody also asked, did Kevin say he bit a bullet out of a fish? Are you shooting fish, Kevin?
No.
I didn't even think about that.
That's how you do it in a barrel.
Yeah, I meant a bird.
You shoot fish in a barrel.
I probably was thinking about shooting fish in a barrel. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I guess, Kevin.
Or it could have been from The Simpsons. I don't know.
That guy should be in a lot of trouble for what they did together.
And if fish are in barrels, just dump out the water. That's they good. Die. You don't have to shoot them. They stop breathing.
Yeah. No, I think they're just talking about how easy it is to get the fish at that point. That's what shooting fish in a barrel
is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Also, more fresh that way. You're not even pulling them out of the water dead.
That's true. And you don't have to clean the bullets out of them.
They say, man, that fish was fresh. I mean, that just means that they cooked them like immediately.
Okay.
All right.
Now, we're going to get to the serious one just because I feel like we have to, because this person is from Denton.
Kevin, I heard G-Bag say that they are no longer claiming this person. If this is the story, I think.
They shouldn't.
Then Denton is no longer claiming this guy because he could be from lots of areas.
Okay.
Is this the league that's going to overtake MLB?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So Michael Lewis is listed on court documents as being from Denton. I didn't get a chance to bring this up yesterday. The judge told Michael Lewis, quote, "You have a right to remain silent, and I expect you to exercise that with me. Stop talking." This, after he caused a ruckus when he sat back in his chair. So he's being accused of allegedly stalking Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And he went into court yesterday, and it was immediately in trouble with the judge because he leaned back in his chair multiple times and said, "Guilty as charged."
It sounds like he has some other issues going on.
I could see that.
And he may need to seek some other form of help. If he's looking at it this flippantly.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like. Kevin, I was watching a show called The West Wing recently.
Uh-huh.
And there was a website that one of the guys in The West Wing found out was a fan site for him. And it was called JoshLemonLyman.com. And one of the things,
I wonder if that still exists.
What his assistant said, what he doesn't know is a lot of the people on this site haven't taken their medication. And he was like, what does that mean? And sometimes, Kevin, I think that people may have some deeper issues that they need to deal with. And it's good that this guy is in the right hands at the moment, right?
It is. And I hope he gets some help because one of the things he said was, they said, this is a real thing. They said I was sending threatening texts, but the only thing running through my mind was Caitlin with like a million I's and N's.
Didn't he say he was like going to sit behind the bench, yes, right behind it and everything too?
Yes. Yeah. And he goes, if I'm getting tickets, I'm sitting behind the bench.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he's accused of not only stalking, but threatening with responsible belief of potential sexual battery and just some really messed up stuff. So you're right. I hope he gets the like clinical psychological help that he needs,
yes,
but also we'll see how this plays out. I could see him not being a part of regular society for a bit of time.
Oh, lemonlyman.com is on a wiki site. So there you go. Yeah.
Okay. One of those. Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, we take you to Pac-Man Jones. Do you think that Pac-Man Jones is an idiot? On yesterday's edition of the Pac-Man Jones show, which I did not know existed until yesterday.
I didn't either. I'm going to look it up.
He was talking about the Cowboys head coaching vacancy. And then he talked about CeeDee Lamb. And he said, quote, "I love CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee is a number two wide receiver. If CeeDee Lamb came to the Bengals right now, would he be a one, a two, or a three? He'd be an effing three. He'd be a three, and there'd be no question about it," end quote. All right. I disagree with all of this premise. Mm-hmm. First of all, I disagree that CeeDee Lamb's a number two receiver. Second of all, I definitely disagree that if he went to the Bengals, he would put third on the depth chart behind T. Higgins.
I love T. Higgins.
T. Higgins is really good, but get serious.
Yeah, I love T. Higgins. Y'all know that. But there's no way that I'm putting him behind CD or ahead of CD right now. Now, him and Ja'Marr Chase, two different stories. That's a fantastic conversation.
And that's an argument I'll listen
and
to.
And if you're considered in that top three, that kind of bunch right there, then, I mean, that's a different category. So, no, I won't. Why do they bring his name up? Well, like, what, I don't understand the reason of bringing CD into that conversation.
Because I think it sprung off of him talking about the Cowboys coaching vacancy.
Gotcha.
I think this about Pac-Man Jones. This would be the thing that he would have the highest IQ in, would be football.
Yeah.
I think this shows how low of an IQ he has as a person.
And from the 214, this is a true story. Kevin would make a pretty good defense attorney. When I was in high school, I did mock trial. I was on the mock trial team because I knew what the ladies were looking for. And when we did one of our cases, it was in front of three Dallas County judges. One of them pulled me to the side and said, "Is this really what you want to do with your life? Like, do you really want to be a lawyer?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I really do want to be a lawyer." And he goes, "All right, I think if you work really hard, you could do it. But don't ever become a defense attorney because you're just not a naturally sympathetic person. And
be a prosecutor."
I thought that was a great bit of advice where you're supposed to feel bad for the defendant maybe. And they're like, "Oh, he might be innocent, but I hate his."
Oh, wow. This is a fun show today. Let's go.
Okay. I pushed the button too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to argue. I stopped short.
You want to be on the Pac-Man Jones podcast.
That word. But Alec is right to push the button. I also pushed the button. Hey. I'm going to argue. I stopped short of saying that word, but I will admit that was really, really, really stupid.
Hey,
I got Corey, too casual talking.
No. What happens sometimes at 12:40-ish, which it seems like people aren't listening to me anymore?
They got a t-shirt that says "Take a load off."
Yeah, you just took a load off.
Dude, you took a load off early in the show.
You're relaxing so much.
You're very casual with that.
You forgot we were doing radio. Who are you putting that word on?
I was talking like sometimes I do in my personal life.
Excuse me?
What?
Are you serious?
Sorry to
you
let cuss you
in
know,
your personal
I
life?
I in need my, to stop never. That.
My personal life.
I'm pearl clutching right now.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you from the 469. I heard the first two letters, not the last two, from the 214. Oh, Kevin got caught off sides, and it's not even Friday.
I think we're changing our name in 25 to the F'n KNC masterpiece.
Hey, Kevin.
It's Wednesday. I'm sorry about
Kevin,
that.
The YouTube is just, they are having a blast with this right now. Look at that face. Peggy dropping a bad one. And then the Twitch is having a fantastic time with it, too. Could you imagine if that... Yeah, man, this is amazing to see how they're responding to this because, Kevin, you're just so wholesome. And wow.
Look,
and
do you know what that word means?
Yeah. I do. Oh. This is going to be the first time that I got dumped for a word I definitely didn't know I could say. I got dumped at least two other times, but I swear I thought it was something that you could say on the air. Now, I didn't go full Blake and defiantly restate that I could say that word.
I hope Carter has video of Kevin trying to get to the dump button. That right there.
He's already playing it back.
Was
back
the most epic thing I've ever seen. He almost threw his chair out the window.
Yeah.
And to try
he hit a swim move.
He panicked. It was panic on his face. I
was listening to you pretty strong, but I won't say 100%. But when you dropped that bomb, I was like, wow, here we go. This is a show now.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Who are the Cowboys going to effing hire next? We'll effing tell you after the break. Okay. I don't know what.
Okay.
Oh, guess what? We're talking about the NFL coming up. Jeez.
So the point was that I would be sympathetic.
Oh, man. God. If you were a lawyer, how would the judge take you when you're like, this is an effing disgrace? I don't think you can do that. I think they put you in a court thing.
From the 214, when did the commercials come on? All I've heard is talking today. That's a great point. Coming up next. Commercials.
Remember, we're commercial free from 12:20 to 12:55. Unless you hate it, then we'll play more commercials.
After that, Gridiron. Should this
effing Gridiron?
No, should this playoff change?
What does football start with?
Be made. F. Next on the Fan.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
And we're back here with Corey and Mike on 105.3 The Fan, having a good show as we are getting ready to do some gridiron gravy, ladies and gentlemen.
Deep clean version.
Here we go.
Am I out?
I was.
Oh, I guess you're back.
Sent a message that said,
"Yeah, limit the talk from the cussing guy.
From the 214, I've lost the whole respect of humanity. I thought you were the good one, Kevin. I'm sorry about that. Look, I think Carter's going to put a video up. Zach Wolchuk already said it was hilarious.
He apologized to me three times in the break. And I'm just like, I have no clue why you're apologizing. We're all human.
Because we're hurt.
We are hurt, though.
I'm sorry for anybody that I hurt or disappointed. All right. In Gridiron Gravy, if you missed it earlier, don't look at me, Mike. Quinn Ewers.
He wasn't even looking at you.
I know, but I just know he's going to look over and he's going to be like, screw the number.
Look, you got 7 minutes, okay, man. Just keep it clean and give us the story.
Trevor Etienne declared for the NFL draft as well. We talked about Quinn Ewers earlier in the show declaring for the NFL draft, and the Cowboys are expected to interview Robert Saleh. If you missed any of that from earlier in the show, hopefully catch you up.
And it looks like the Bears are conducting their in-person interview with McCarthy this afternoon.
Okay. All right. Another excellent note right there. I'm curious to see how that goes or if he still ends up with the Saints. I mean, obviously, we're all fascinated with what happens with McCarthy.
McCarthy flew in from Dallas to Wheeling in private accommodations.
Oh, wow.
Which is a departure from team protocol.
Ooh. By the way, a lot of people are abuzz. Jordan Schultz shared it that when they put the post up about Deion Sanders talking with the Cowboys about the head coaching vacancy, that CeeDee Lamb liked it. And of course, that is the currency that we operate in nowadays, likes and shares. And so that means obviously CeeDee Lamb must want Deion Sanders as the head coach.
I mean, it doesn't mean he doesn't.
Sure.
I don't know the relationships with a lot of different people. You know, what if he follows Deion?
Yeah.
You know, what if they have a connection via agent or, you know, something
might.
Like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're friends. And if he likes Deion, that's fine. It's okay to like something, especially in a time where you don't have a coach.
Yes.
You don't know who it's going to be.
The Colts are going to give up a home game next season to play a game in Berlin, because that's always the big deal. It's like not only who is playing, but who's giving up the home games.
I woke up this morning and my entire Twitter timeline had pictures of the Colts, but everything was in German. And I was like, okay. What is happening right now? So yeah. That's how I learned that news.
That makes sense,
Kevin,
to me. So big news for Prime Video. The Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game drew 22.07 million viewers for them. This is the most ever for viewers on a Prime game. Now I realize this was a playoff game, but it topped the previous high, which was the Lions and Packers, by almost 5 million viewers. And so because of that, you would think, hey, good job, NFL. I bet NFL playoff TV ratings are up. They, of course, are not. Chargers Texans, 31.1 million. That's about a 2 million increase from last year. The streaming only game did about 800,000 fewer than last year's Peacock streaming only playoff game. And then the Broncos Bills, 31.1 million. That's about the same as last year. And you're like, oh, well, that feels like it should go up.
Still great numbers.
Absolutely. The one deficit, of course, was the highest drawing playoff game of the weekend was $35.6 million for people for the same slot that last year was occupied by the Packers-Cowboys, which drew $40.2 million.
Okay.
So the reason why the playoffs are down are almost entirely, at least for this round, because of the Cowboys. I think you'll get a better sense.
Thanks a lot, Cowboys.
For the ratings being up or down after this weekend. All right. We talked on Monday, I believe, about how A.J. Brown reading Inner Excellence on the sideline made the book go insane. Did you see the percentage increase that sales went up? You want to take a guess?
348%.
751%.
The sales for Inner Excellence went up 53,273,200%.
They didn't sell a book before this.
I guess not.
It feels like that.
A.J. Brown had the only one.
And to your point, it is now ranked number one in books for Amazon, which we said on Monday. It was previously ranked 532,733rd. So they're going off of ranking. It jumped from that to number one.
Wow.
And that's how you get a 53% increase.
How much does this show, how much self-help all of us feel like we need?
I can
whether
see
this
that.
Book can help somebody or not, sure. You'd have to read it to be like, does yeah. it personally help me or do I think it's a load of crap?
Was
like,
there a new thing that I didn't think about?
Right. But sure. I mean, I think it just goes to show how many people in, at least I'll say the football world, because I'm sure my wife has not heard of this story, is like, well, if AJ Brown, who is an elite wide receiver, you know, the top 1% of the 1% type of deal at his position and what he's doing in life, maybe this book could have value for me that I could improve my, whether it's status in job, just yeah. status mentally, whatever it is. So, I mean, I think that this is an amazing story just to show how much we think we're all screwed up and need help getting better.
So you're saying when I get my children's book written, because it is baseball related.
Yeah.
I just need Corey Seager to have it in the dugout.
Absolutely.
All right. I got to get started.
Honestly, that is, if you just have a play, I mean, now this is, now let me ask you this. If it was, I'm trying to think, this isn't somebody who's unsuccessful.
Okay.
The fifth receiver of the Eagles was on the bench who barely plays. Like he's yeah. a special teams guy. What does the book do if it's just that person?
They're probably it's probably not a story. Like if Brandon Aubrey had, and he did recently release a children's book, but if Brandon Aubrey had a book, they'd be like, oh, the kicker's reading because he has nothing else to do.
See, and I do wonder if just the fascination AJ of Brown. Somebody sitting on the NFL playoff sideline reading a book would still get it through
maybe
the
so.
News cycle. I'm not sure. Couple more.
It might not go up 53 million%. Right.
Exactly.
But it'd probably go up a little. A
couple more quick things for you. The league is going to once again review seeding format as they had three teams with better records facing road games. This has been something that has come up time and again. It came up when the Cowboys yeah. went on the road against the Bucks. So they're going to revisit it one more time. And then I just thought this stat was weird. You know, the Vikings only lost four games all year, and both times they were back to back. In week 6 and 7, they lost to the Lions and the Rams. And then in week 18, and then in the playoffs, they lost to the Lions and the Rams. And they now have the most playoff appearances at 32 without an appearance without winning a Super Bowl.
Wow.
32 times they've been in the playoffs.
The Lions and the Rams both times this year.
Yeah, and they were back-to-back both times.
Back-to-back. And as Brad has pointed out, you play the Lions, most teams have a bad record against the Lions this year.
True. After,
against the next team the next week because they physically put you through the gauntlet. That's a fascinating. I didn't even think about that.
Kevin, I just want to congratulate you on not dropping an F-bomb in this segment.
Thanks, Mike.
I do want to warn you, though, mm-hmm. our boss is waiting outside the door as soon as you go to commercial break.
He is staring into the studio right now.
So fair. I don't know if you want to go to commercial
and
break.
And Woolchuck is not smiling, and now his hand, he's doing more of like the...
Oh, dear.
So, hey, let's just give him praise.
Coming up next.
Good segment.
Hey, man, I'm proud of this segment.
I know it's not going to go well for you during the break.
I got you. Coming up next.
We'll give you a hug.
If Jimmy is first and Campo is last, how would you rank the rest of the head coaches Jerry has hired? Let's put that list together next right here on The Fan.
All right.